Hola, ¿cómo estás? Espero que todo esté bien contigo. This is Tamara Marie, host of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. I wanted to ask you a quick question before we get started with this episode. Do you have trouble hearing and understanding native Spanish speakers? Whether you've been learning Spanish for 2 weeks or 2 years, it can be a struggle to really understand the fast pace of Spanish spoken by native speakers. So if that's you, don't worry, I got you. I have developed a method that will help you understand 80% of spoken Spanish in less than 30 minutes. This method will help you improve your ability to hear and understand native Spanish speakers so you can increase your listening comprehension and shed your fear of being afraid to start a conversation. You know, a lot of times we don't want to talk to someone in Spanish because we're afraid that when they talk back, we're not going to understand what they say. So we really need to get after that fear by improving our Spanish listening skills. So if this is something that you're interested in, I'd love to share it with you. I'm providing access to this masterclass absolutely free so that you can learn how to improve your Spanish listening skills. If you want to sign up, just go to SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. That's SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Now, we're only going to have this masterclass available for a limited time, so make sure you sign up today if you want to get access, SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Okay, let's get to this episode of the podcast. Now, did you know that there are actually two different ways to say to know in Spanish? And each of those two different verbs also happen to be irregular verbs. I know, it already sounds super complicated, but not to worry, I've got you covered with this episode of the podcast. We're going to talk all about the two different ways to say to know in Spanish. And I'll also be breaking down for you the differences in how to actually form these verbs because they are irregular, but they're also very, very common. So it's super important that you get this one down. So as always, we will be doing that con música. So we're going to be using some Latin music to do this breakdown so that you really understand the right way to say to know and in which situations you would use each verb. Entonces, vamos a empezar. Let's get started.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast, the show for Spanish learners that love music, travel, and culture. Close your grammar textbooks, shut down the language apps, and open your ears to how Spanish is spoken in the real world. Let us show you how to go from beginner to bilingual. Here is your host, certified language coach, Tamara Marie.
Hola, bienvenidos al episodio 145. Welcome to episode 145 of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. Before we get started with this week's episode, I just want to send out a warm welcome to all of the new members of the Spanish Fluency Club who just signed up with us over the past week. Super excited to get started with everyone. We're actually having an orientation session today. So again, welcome, bienvenidos, and I look forward to helping you really meet your goals to speak Spanish fluently this year. Now, for everyone else who may have missed that, if you're interested in signing up for the future, we will be opening back up for new members probably sometime in the spring or summer. And if you want to be the first one to know about that, just go to SpanishConSalsa.com/join, and you can actually sign up for our wait list there and get more information about the Fluency Club. So now let's get to the topic of this episode, because I know this is one that can be super confusing, especially if you're just getting started with Spanish, or maybe you've been learning for a little while, but you really just don't know the difference between these two main verbs that are used to say to know, right? Because in English, we really only have this one verb. And in Spanish, there are two different ways to say pretty much the same thing. So I will be breaking down the difference between those two verbs. And of course, as always, we'll do that with some songs. So I'll give you some examples from some song lyrics. And I'm hoping from that, you'll be able to notice the pattern on your own without me having to explain it to you. But rest assured, by the end of this episode, I hope I'll clear up any doubt you have if you're not picking it up from the song lyrics, okay? So first, let's talk about what are these two verbs And how do we form them, right? How do we say them? And generally, we start out talking about the present tense because, again, that's really one of the more common ways that you'll hear these verbs. So that's all we're going to cover in this episode. Of course, you can always go, dive deeper into these and learn more about how to conjugate them. But the two verbs in Spanish that both translate into English as to know are saber y conocer. So saber y conocer. And like I said, in English, we would probably translate them both into to know, right? So let's talk about how to form these verbs first. So in the present tense, both saber and conocer are irregular in the first person. So in the yo form, so when I'm talking about I or me, something that I am doing, they're both irregular. So I'll save that one for last. So let's go through the easy part first, right? So saber is a regular verb in all other tenses. And if you're familiar with a little bit of Spanish grammar, you'll know that saber is a verb that ends in ER, as we would say in English, or AR. And there's a pretty basic way to conjugate a verb like that, right? So I'll just go over it briefly. So for saber, we would drop off that R and we would replace it for the subject pronoun. So for tú, it would be tú sabes, or you know. Ella sabe, she knows. Nosotros sabemos, we know. Ellos saben, they know. Right? So that's pretty much how you would conjugate the verb saber in the present tense. Tú sabes, ella sabe, nosotros sabemos, y ellos saben. Now for conocer, once again, this verb is also a regular verb in every other subject pronoun except for the I or the yo form. So conocer also ends in AR, so it'll be very similar to how we conjugated saber. So tú conoces. Él conoce. Nosotros conocemos. Ellas conocen. All right, so again, very simple, straightforward there. Both of those are pretty easy in all of the other tenses, so they pretty much follow the same pattern. So that's the easy part of this, so that's great. So we got that out of the way. Now, in the first person, both saber and conocer are irregular. So for the first person of, for saber, it would be yo sé. Yo sé. And that's actually spelled S-E or S-E con un acento sobre la E. So it has an accent over the letter E. And it really doesn't change the pronunciation in this course. It's just to differentiate it from the other se, which is used in a lot of other ways. We won't get into that in this episode. But just know that when you see se with the accent, that it's the verb saber and it's the first person. So this is probably really common. This is one of the first things you learn, right, in Spanish. If someone asks you a question, you say, I don't know, yo no sé. Or you can say, no lo sé. No lo sé, which is actually a little bit more natural, and literally it would mean I don't know it, right? But this is something that's used when you're in context, so you might be talking about a fact. Like if someone asked you, do you know a piece of information, and you don't know it, it's much more common to hear native speakers say no lo sé, and not just yo no sé, right? So no lo sé is super common. To say I don't know. So you might already be familiar with the verb saber in that context. Now for conocer. That one's a little bit trickier. So I'm going to break down how to spell it first and explain a little bit about the pronunciation. So the first person for conocer is yo conozco. Yo conozco. And that's spelled C-O-N O-Z-C-O. O en español, C-O-N-O-Z-C-O. And it's important to recognize that the Z in Spanish is not pronounced like the Z in English. It's pronounced a lot more like the letter S. Entonces, it's not yo conozco. Es yo conozco. Yo conozco. So don't let that trip you up. I know sometimes it can be difficult to remember that, but that Z does not have that Z sound in English. So yo conozco, yo sé. So that's how we say the first person in both of those verbs. So far, so good, right? So hopefully that wasn't too complicated. So now we know that both of these verbs mean to know, right? So let's talk about some of the ways that these are actually used. And I like to use real examples when I'm explaining this, because if I just give you the rule out of context, it's going to be a little bit difficult to grasp. So let's use some songs, right? Why not, right? This is Learn Spanish con Salsa. So I'm actually going to start out with one of my favorite bachata songs to talk about the use of saber and conocer. And that song is actually a part of our Learn Spanish with Music course. So the song is Héroe Favorito, which translates to favorite hero, or like your favorite hero. And this is actually a bachata song by Romeo Santos. And the line in the song that he uses, conocer, he says, otro hombre que apenas conoces. Otro hombre que apenas conoces. So we just learned that conoces means you know, right? So we're speaking informally. And that whole phrase translates to another man that you barely know, right? So apenas is like barely. So otro hombre, another man, que apenas conoces. So in this case, we're saying you know, and we're referring to a man, right? So he's saying there's, you know, he's referring to another man. He's talking directly to this person saying this is a man that you barely know. So just from this example, he's referring to a person. So that's important to note. Now, if you're actually interested in hearing this full song, you can go to our show notes page, learnspanishconsalsa.com/145. I'll actually be having providing a clip of all of the songs that we are using in this episode, or that I'm referring to in this episode, on the website, so you can actually hear them. And I challenge you to go check it out and start to listen to these songs to see if you catch these lines and you can actually hear these uses of conocer and saber. So make sure after you listen to this episode, you go to our show notes page, learnspanishconsalsa.com/145, and you can hear the song Héroe Favorito. All right? So that is our first example, otro hombre que apenas conoces, another man you barely know. And the takeaway here is that he's referring to a person. All right, now let's use another song. This is a song by Aventura, which is actually the song, that Romeo Santos is the lead singer, right? And I think they broke up, and I think they're maybe touring again or doing a few songs together. I can't keep track. It's like couples, right? They break up, they get back together. But I know they've been touring recently, and I know they've recorded a couple of these songs. But in any case, this is from a song back from 2002, a song called Todavía Me Amas. Todavía Me Amas, which is You Still Love Me. And there's actually two lines in the song I want to point out. So the first example from the song is a line that says, Sabes bien que no puedes olvidarme. Sabes bien que no puedes olvidarme. Which means, you know very well that you can't forget me. So sabes is that verb saber. Hope you caught that. And this is in the tú form again. So he's talking directly to someone. So sabes bien, you know well. Sabes. Sabes bien que no puedes olvidarme. So in this case, when he's saying sabes bien, he's saying that, you know. So again, this is another word that we would translate in English as know, but we're using saber here and not conocer. And we'll talk about why in just a minute. But let's look at the second example in the song. Te conozco. Te conozco. So in this example, he's saying, I know you. Right? Te conozco. I know you. So the te in this case is you. And conozco, as we just learned earlier, means I know. And the takeaway here is he's talking about a person, right? He's talking directly to someone. And he's saying, I know you. So the person he's referring to is the you, right? The actual person he's speaking to. So this is someone he knows. So he's telling them, I know you. All right. Now we have one more song. And actually, conocer is used in the title of this song. And this is actually a salsa song by Puerto Rican musician Bobby Valentin. And the name of the song is No Me Conoces. No Me Conoces. So if you kind of got the pattern from the previous example, Te Conozco, in this he's saying, No Me Conoces. No me conoces, which means you don't know me. Okay, so in this case, the me is referring to me. And conoces, as we learned earlier, means you know. So if I was to say me conoces, I'm saying you know me, right? Like, hey, we've met before, you know me. Or if I say no me conoces, I'm actually negating that. And I'm saying you don't know me. So no me conoces, you don't know me. This is actually the name of the song. And in one of the first lines of the song, he says, ¿Cómo puedes decirme que no me conoces? ¿Cómo puedes decirme que no me conoces? Which means, how can you tell me that you don't know me? How can you say to me that you don't know me? All right, so he's actually asking this question like, wait, what do you mean you don't know me, right? How are you trying to, you're acting like, no me conoces, but you actually do know me, right? So in this case, again, conoces, we're using the second person, and he's asking this question of like, how can you say that you don't know me? But again, he's using the verb conocer, referring to a person. In this case, he's referring to himself, right? So the me is, you know, talking about me. Hey, you're saying you don't know me. But conoces is we're talking to someone directly. So we're using the verb conocer. And again, here we're talking about a person. And then also later in the song, he uses another verb for to know. He says, tú sabes que yo fui tu enamorado. Tú sabes que yo fui tu enamorado. Which is, you know that I was in love with you or that I was your lover. Okay. Tú sabes, you know, all right? So in this case, again, you know in Spanish that usually the pronoun tú is not necessary, but he's emphasizing this point, right? How can you say you don't know me? You know very well that I used to be your man, right? So tú sabes is like a way of emphasizing you know that, you know, que yo fui, that I was tu enamorado or tu enamorado, okay? So in this case, we're using saber, right? And he's talking about himself, but if you pay attention, he's talking about something that happened in the past, right? Like, I used to be your boyfriend, basically, right? And if he's saying that, he's talking about that fact in the past. Like, you know that this was the case, okay? So those are all the examples that I have, and I want to see if you were able to pick up on the pattern in these examples. And I'll review briefly, and I'll just point out a few things. So that way you can really see the difference between why in some cases did they use saber and why in some cases they use conocer. So like I mentioned in the first example from Héroe Favorito, he says, otro hombre que apenas conoces. So he's talking about knowing the person, this man. So knowing a person uses, in this case, conocer. So let's see if that holds up in our other examples. So in Todavía Me Amas, when he says, te conozco, I know you. Again, he's referring to the person he's talking to. So I know you, I'm talking about a person. So it seems like that holds up, right, for conocer. And then in No Me Conoces, he's saying, you don't know me. So again, the person we're referring to is ourselves, right? You don't know me in that line. So in this case, again, we're talking about knowing a person. So I think it's pretty fair to say from all of our examples that you would use the verb conocer when you're talking about knowing someone, right? I know you, you know me, I know him, right? So you're referring to knowing a person, so you would use conocer and not saber. Now, let's look at the examples with saber to see if we can figure out a pattern for that. So for saber, en todavía me amas, he says, sabes bien que no puedes olvidarme. So this thing that you know well is the fact that you can't forget me, right? So this is a fact, right? I'm declaring this is a fact. You know very well that you can't forget me. Sabes bien que no puedes olvidarme. So in this case, he's saying that this is something that you know. So it's a fact that we're referring to in this case. And it can be a little bit tricky because he's saying that you can't forget me, but that's using the verb olvidar. So don't get it confused. The fact that he's referring to is that you cannot forget me. So he's saying you know that it's a fact that you can't forget me, okay? So that's an important distinction to make. And then in the last example we have in the song No Me Conoces, when he says, tú sabes que yo fui tu enamorado, in this case, he's talking about, again, the fact that I was in love with you, I was your boyfriend in the past. This is a fact, right? So he's saying, tú sabes, all right, instead of tú conoces, because, again, this is a thing that happened in the past. It's a fact that this person knows. So we would use saber when we're talking about information. So it's if you know a thing, right? Or if you know how to do something, like I can say, yo sé nadar, which is I know how to swim, right? So when we're talking about facts or knowledge, we would use the verb saber. And when we're talking about people, we would use conocer. Yo conozco a ella, right? I know her. Now, there's another situation where you would use conocer, which may not be too intuitive, but if I was talking about a place, I would also use conocer, right? Because I'm saying that I'm familiar with the place. Not that, for example, I could say, yo sé que hay una ciudad que se llama Los Angeles, right? So I know that there's a city called Los Angeles. That's a fact. But if I was to say, yo conozco Los Angeles, I'm saying I know that city. I know how to get around. I know where all the good restaurants are. I know that city. So a better way to think about this instead of just saying to know is that I'm familiar with. So, and also when you're thinking about a person, right? I have some familiarity with that person. I know them. So if it helps to think about a difference, and you want to think about saber as to know when you're referring to facts, and then conocer as to know something a little bit more in depth, right? To be familiar with it, to know more than one thing about it, to know several facts about a person or a place. So that's when you would use conocer. Okay, so I hope that was clear and that the examples helped you kind of see the difference. Saber is more for facts. Conocer really is better translated as to be familiar with. Although in English, we would probably just say to know. So I hope that was helpful. Again, you can check out all the songs I talked about in this episode. Héroe Favorito, Todavía Me Amas, y No Me Conoces, on our show notes page at learnspanishconsalsa.com/145 for episode 145. And if you really love learning Spanish with music and you want to dive deeper into some of the songs I talked about, or just find a way that is more interactive and fun to learn the Spanish language, make sure you check out our Learn Spanish with Music course. It'll take you from the beginner through the intermediate level and teach you about all of the features of the Spanish language using some of just the best Latin music around. So definitely check out our show notes page if you want more information about our Learn Spanish with Music course. So just go to learnspanishconsalsa.com/145. As always, I hope that something in this episode of the podcast has helped you go one step closer from Spanish beginner to bilingual. Hasta la próxima.
Thank you for listening to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast at learnspanishconsalsa.com.